Sing that one more time for me. I want you guys to really consider that song. I don't know if it touched your heart, but it touched mine. I want to hear it one more time. Thank you.
When it was dark, the widow's cruse of old.
just meet. You were shelter for Brother Noah, a shepherd for the sheep.
And in the fire you were that fourth man, and a cloud by day, and a fire by night for your children to lead the way. Said to me, I am the bread of life, just take and eat. I am, Jesus said to me, I'll be what it takes to me.
Thank you again. Appreciate that song. Love that song. Aren't you glad he is the I Am? Amen. And he's not just the I Am. He's the great I Am. Amen. He's the Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. Whew. Amen. If that doesn't get your heart a palpitating, I don't know what will. Amen. But I want to try to help us this morning. And if you would, please take your Bibles and turn to Acts chapter number 26. Definitely consider this a privilege to be able to stand behind the pulpit and preach the Word of God while Pastor Becker is out of town. And so just pray and ask the Lord what it is. Changed my mind a few times, and I believe this is it. Amen. So if it's not, it's too late. But anyway, Acts chapter number 26. Acts chapter number 26. And let's go ahead and go to verse number 27. Actually, let's go back to verse number 25, if you don't mind, please. Acts chapter number 26, verse number 25. And as you find that, if you don't mind, please standing for the reading of God's Word out of respect of the Word of God. Acts chapter number 26, verse number 25. Paul, in response to Festus calling him mad, he said, I am not mad, most noble Festus. See, Paul even had respect even to those yahoos. Amen, we should have respect as well. But he said, most noble Festus, but speak forth words of truth and soberness. For the king knoweth of these things, before whom also I speak freely, for I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him. For this thing was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Lord, we love you. Thank you so much. Father, I do pray that you please just help me this morning. Help me get behind and out of the way, Father, so that your word might be presented, the gospel might be presented. Father, I pray that you please be with the listeners this morning. I pray that they would have spirit-filled listening ears. Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit would have a work, not only in my heart and my life, but the folks that are listening as well. Pray that you please bless our day. We love you and thank you again for being the great I Am this morning. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. We see here in the book of Acts, we see Paul standing before King Agrippa and making his case before King Agrippa, telling him everything that has happened to him in his life and encouraging a king to be saved. Wouldn't that be awesome, going to President Trump and being able to witness and just say, hey, President Trump, this is what the Bible says, amen. And Paul, standing before King Agrippa, is letting him know, and he's not holding back any punches either. He's telling him, I know that you know. I know that you aren't, you're not blinded by this matter. It's not like we were hiding out. We're not camo Christians here. We're doing things out in the open and telling people about the Lord. And he tells them, I know, He said, I am, Paul was persuaded. Paul was persuaded. He said, for I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him. But King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? In verse number 27, I know thou believe that thou believest. Then King Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. See, it's not about a belief in a religion. It's not about a belief in a God. It's about being persuaded to trust in the God of heaven. To trust in the free gift of eternal life that comes only through Christ. See, Paul was trying to persuade King Agrippa, and I want to try to persuade someone maybe in this room this very minute that needs to be saved. Religion isn't new to you. The gospel isn't new to you. You might have heard it 1,000 times. I have no idea, but God does. And we see here that King Agrippa is almost persuaded. My title, be persuaded before it's too late. Be persuaded before it's too late. Let's go ahead and turn to Luke chapter number 16. Luke chapter number 16, that's kind of a springboard to get into the points of the message, if you will. And I just have a few minutes to do so, but I believe that we can do it. And we can have the gospel and we can present the truth that's here in God's Word in a timely fashion. Luke chapter number 16, we see here the rich man in hell, and we won't go into all of the matters at hand, but to just hasten with that, and it says here, verse number 23, it says, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. We see here that the rich man dies, and he is instantly in a place called hell. Instantly. I want you to be persuaded this morning, number one, to believe the Bible is true. I talked to a gentleman yesterday who didn't believe in the Bible way to heaven. He didn't have belief. He just thought, you know, I'm going to live in the hearts and minds of people around me. But what he didn't believe in, what I wasn't able to persuade him, and you're never going to be able to persuade anybody either, but hopefully God can. Hopefully the Holy Spirit is working on your heart to show you that the Word of God is true. That the words of God, they're not just words of man, passed down through generation by generation over time and how they've been changed. No, they've not been changed. Psalm 12, 6 tells us the words of God, the Lord are pure words. As silver tried in a furnace of earth, it's been purified. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. It's been tried in a furnace of earth 7 times. It is God's word. It is the truth for all generations. It's not a truth, it is the truth. And this gentleman yesterday, well, even if Jesus was the way, you know, that's not going to hurt anybody. Yeah, it's not going to hurt anybody to believe that he's a good man. But it will hurt them in eternity. Because you can believe he's a good man all you want. You can believe he was all right. And you can believe all you want, but unless you're persuaded to put your faith and trust in Christ, you will be in torment, as this man in Luke 16 tells us. And it says here that he lifts up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Father Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom, he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. We heard about grace and mercy the last couple of weeks from Pastor Becker, crying out for mercy. But mercy was too late. Mercy was too late. He asked for mercy 1 second too late. And when you're passed from this life and the next, your mercy will be gone as well. The loving hand of God that's outstretched as it was outstretched in the cross of Calvary and is outstretched to you today to be persuaded to trust Christ, it will close the moment you pass from this life into the next. I want you to be persuaded to trust Christ before it's too late. Why? Because the Bible is true. Why? Because hell is real. This isn't a parable like some might say. Oh, well, it doesn't use names like parables. Well, there's a reason for that. Well, I don't know. The Lord gave it to me the other day. It could be completely false and off the wall, but only one place you need to have a name to get into, and that's in heaven. Your name must be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You're nameless down there. You're a nobody. But with Christ, you can be a somebody. With Christ, you can have eternal life through His Son, Jesus Christ. But you got to get beyond the belief. Believe, oh, I believe in God. You hear it all the time. You go out soul winning in Shasta County, I believe in God. I believe in God. Great. When did you put your faith and trust in Christ? And I do good. I go to church. I've been a deacon. I'm here. I'm that. But no, I trusted Christ as my Savior. I was persuaded to trust Christ as my Savior. Hardly ever do you hear that outdoor knocking. And it's so refreshing to hear it when you do. It's like, woo, praise the Lord. We got one that's saved. Amen. Persuaded. Are you still on the fence? You still waiting for science to catch up with the Bible? You're going to be waiting a long time because they can't make up their mind on what and when and how. It changes all the time. At first it was just millions. Now it's billions. Now it's trillions. This is this old. We had to make a correction. Now it's this old. Now they have no idea what they're talking about. But God does, amen. He gives it in His Word. Why be persuaded? Because the Bible's true. Why be persuaded? Because hell is real. Because if the Bible's true, God says it right here, this man, certain rich man, not a figment of my imagination, by the way, but a real man, a certain man, a nameless man. Why? Because hell doesn't care who you are. It doesn't care if you're a king. It doesn't care if you're a pauper. It doesn't care if you're just an average Joe. It's going to swallow you up one day if you aren't persuaded to trust Christ as your Savior. So why be persuaded before it's too late? Because sinners who die without Christ go there. And if you're looking for scripture on that, Revelation chapter number 21. Let's go to Revelation chapter number 20. Revelation chapter number 20, verse number 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, just in case you were wondering if you were the exception to the rule, you're not. And I saw the small, the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book, amen, was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, not the singular book, but the books, which is the law of God. And it says here that they were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Yeah, you want to work your way? The judge of all the earth will judge you out of the books on your works. If you want to do that, your decision. But let's continue on. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and the dead and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast in the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Real hell, real people in hell. That's the reality. That's the truth. Whether we like it or not, whether we're convinced of it or not, whether I'm persuaded is not going to affect where I go. Because He, according to the books, are going to send us where we're going to go. According to our works. You want works or religion? That's fine. That's your decision. You go right ahead. Not me. I'm persuaded. I'm glad January the 10th, 2001, I was persuaded to trust Christ and Christ alone for salvation. Why? Because it's the truth. Whether you like it or not. You can walk out in that street all you want in the reality that you're in, and you could stand in the middle of the street and I could say, hey, watch out, there's a car coming. There ain't no car. And when you get run over and we take you to the hospital, they're going to say, you're dumb. Why? Because I told you. You know what? Unfortunately, God's going to say, thou fool. Because the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. There's no eternity. There's no life after this. It's just blackness. Yeah, you can believe that all you want, but when you wake up in eternity in a place called hell, you're going to wish you were persuaded, but it will be too late. Too late. We need to be persuaded. Are you going to believe the Bible or are you going to believe yourself? God's given to every man a measure of faith. And what you do with that faith is up to you. Whether you put that faith and trust in Christ and Christ alone is yours. It's all you. That's the wonderful thing about God. I love the fact that He gives us the good, the bad, and the ugly all in one package. And He says, you choose. I don't even want to do that reference. Anyway, thank you, Lord. But it's the truth. It's ours. It's ours. It's not His. It's not His. His decision would be to drag you kicking and screaming all the way to heaven. But He can't do that. But He is willing that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's why He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for you. That's why He lived a sinless life. That's why He died that vicarious death on the cross where He gave it all on the cross so that we might come to Him for salvation. Pray that you'd be persuaded if there's one in this room that is trying to work their way in. Maybe you're trying to pay. Yeah, I don't need to go in that way. I got it. I got the juice. I know people. No, you don't need to know people. You just need to know one person. That person is Jesus Christ for eternal life. Don't fool yourself into thinking, oh, I just need more. I just need more. I need more concrete evidence. You're not going to get concrete evidence. That's what faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What's the whole point of faith if you can see it? And God says, hey, get off the, as Pastor John said, you only on the barbed wire fence for so long. Why? Because it hurts, number one. Number two, you're getting on one side or the other. Christ wants you to be persuaded to get on His side. I was reading in Luke chapter number 16. You're probably still there, or maybe not. But back in Luke chapter number 16, quickly we see here that he goes into being in torments and he asks for just a drop of water, the tip of his finger to be in water and to cool my tongue. Wow. Can you imagine how much in torments one person would need to be relieved by one drop of water? I'd be like, give me a hose, buddy. I don't want to be just cool. I want to be cold. Not this man, just one drop. Just one moment of temporary relief in this everlasting damnation. And then he goes from trying to help himself to help someone else. He says he's got five brethren, verse number 28, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded. See that word? Persuaded. The one rose from the dead. Got me thinking. If the Bible's true, you ain't got much of a luck to get any more information. And then I started thinking, we were just there in Acts. If you remember, in Acts, Paul gets stoned. Stoned to what they thought was to death. And even after that, he just gets up. Number one, that's awesome. Number one, that's God. But he can do great things. But he gets up as if nothing happened. And he travels even after being stoned. I don't know if you... I had a piece of a bus come off of me about 60 miles an hour. It hurt really bad. Just imagine, you know, rocks pummeled at you by multiple ways and being piled on and yet being able to get up. This man who seemed to be dead is alive and he's standing before a king. Even though one maybe was dead, there in other passages of scripture, whether I was in caught up in the third heaven, whether in the body or out of the body, he didn't know. Maybe that was when it was. I have no idea. But I knew that King Agrippa, even talking to Paul, who was stoned to death, almost dead, whatever, couldn't be persuaded, so neither will you. So before it's too late, would you lower the pride? Would you lower the doubt and just take a step of faith and believe God? Believe that the Bible is true. Believe that there is a hell. Believe that there will be people in hell because their name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And believe it before it's too late. Because there will be a time when it is too late. And Christian, might I encourage us this morning, the obligation that we have as a Christian to tell folks about Christ as Paul told people about Christ. See, we can be prophets just as it says here, Moses and the prophets. Obviously, the prophets are in the book, but a prophet just foretells of what's to come. And we know what's to come. We know hell is to come for people. And if someone doesn't get saved because of me not telling someone else, wow, I already have enough blood on my hands. I know yesterday, man, I did my dead level best as I missed him coming in to the parking lot for Saturday soul winning. I went and found him. And I tried to witness to him. I tried to tell him. I did my part. Are we, as Christians, doing our part? Because hell is real. We have our fire insurance, and you may be sitting there being all relaxed, but they're not. They're thinking they are, but they need to hear it. They need to hear the truth, not watered down, not wishy-washy, but the truth. Heaven, hell is in the balance. Christ in the middle. Be persuaded. You think, I just need more evidence. The Bible says you're not going to be persuaded even if somebody came back from the dead. That's just the truth. But Christian, we need to be telling the truth. And it doesn't just happen on Saturday. It happens today. When you leave from this place and you go out in your day and you give somebody a tract, the Holy Spirit of God impresses on your heart, talk to that person. Be the one. We sang it this morning. Be the one. Be the one that gives up. Who knows? As the Bible says, Paul tells us, who is Paul? Who's Apollos? All those say, who are these guys? Nobody, but Jesus is somebody. God, the Bible says, God gives the increase. We just need to sow the seed. We need to water the seed. See, souls don't get saved just by osmosis. Souls don't get saved because you look good. Souls don't get saved because you talk a good talk. Souls get saved because you present to them the gospel. Therein is the power. The Bible says that we have power to become sons of God. Why? Because God gives us that. And we have that power in our hands, and we leave it on our table side. We don't read it. We don't walk with it. We don't talk to the Lord. We just come on Sunday, come on Wednesday, or maybe one Sunday or one Wednesday or every once in a while. There's a hell. There is an eternal fire, damnation, and people are going to go there. And it could be your grandma. Could be your uncle. It could be your future granddaughter, future grandson. And if you won't tell them, how will they be able to tell them? The Bible says in Romans, how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they call upon him in whom they have not heard? Unsaved person, I pray that you're persuaded not because of me, but because of God's word is true. because hell's real. And people die without Christ and their names not written in the Lamb's Book of Life will be cast into the lake of fire. But Christian, may we also be persuaded to tell people about Christ. May there not be a day that goes by that we don't have somebody or a track or something in our hand to give somebody the lifeline that somebody gave you. I'm guilty just as much as the next person on holding on to that lifeline. Holding on to, oh, I don't know how to do that very well. I don't know how to. I'd rather stumble over my words and stumble over telling somebody about Christ than not telling them at all. Why? Because I'm persuaded. I'm persuaded that there's a hell. I'm persuaded that there are people, certain people that are dying and going to hell without Christ because I don't tell them. Soul that's sitting in here today, that's in the balance between heaven and hell, don't trust Christ because of me. Trust Christ because of the Bible. Trust Christ because Christ is all you need. Trust Christ because He is the great I Am. He said it Himself, and He almost got stoned because of it. Why? Because He thought they were blasphemous, but it's not blasphemous to tell the truth. And He is the great I Am, and you can come to Him this morning and be saved. Your head's bowed, your eyes closed this morning. Thank you so much for listening so intently. Are you persuaded? Sir, ma'am, young person, to trust Christ today. Maybe you've held off for as long as you could